Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
The Catholic Church must re-enter the political fray not as a chaplain to left or right, but as the herald of a new order. Though Pope Francis is an eloquent critic of economic liberalism, he has undermined that witness by softening the Church's opposition to social liberalism. Libertine leftism has not halted the advance of the market, despite being advocated by some of our most brilliant minds and able politicians. It will not prove any more effective when preached by a pope. That is because the market state does not mind the sternest declarations of no, so long as one's actions indicate consent. Our only immediate hope, then, is in converting young idealists to the post-liberal cause. Where should we look for those new leaders and this new unified idealism? I confess that, outside of black Pentecostal churches and a few glorious Anglicans and evangelicals, I have largely given up on Protestantism as offering an institutional alternative. I suspect that the answer has to lie within the Catholic tradition and the generation of newly, genuinely post-liberal Catholic leaders. Boy, this Philip Blonde, pausing right there. This Philip Blonde guy, what a unrepentant, recalcitrant, big, capital C, Catholic wacko he is. Mitter Blonde, that'll never work. You need to make deals and moderate your opinion, sir. Screw this Save the World crap. We should join our Mark and Heresy friends and watch it burn together and make some money along the way. Oh, and we should also make people who are lukewarm or apostates or heretics feel good about their lukewarmness. By the way, what did Bishop Athanasius Schneider, again, not me, I've never say these things. Bishop Athanasius Schneider, though, in his airways during the population control conference said, "And the lukewarm, they are now to the point of being lukewarm in their heresy." We should get that from the tape because we have the tape, and Michael Hitchborn would not mind me using Schneider, Bishop Athanasius Schneider. "The lukewarm are now practicing much heresy." Something to that effect.